Good morning on the 21st day of this month. God bless you, and thanks for joining us this morning. You know, every day is a beautiful day. Every day, even if it's raining outside, it's beautiful. We need the rain. We need sunshine. We need... God has so ordained it that it takes both rain and sunshine. And so it's very important. God has seen it as very important to bring a balance, to bring both rain and sunshine. And that's the same way in the spiritual, you know. As I was saying there, rain and sunshine, what makes the plants grow, it makes the things nice and green in the summertime. And the same way in the spiritual, you know, it is so important for us to have, and God saw it so, God ordained it so, that it is important for us to have both rain and sunshine for us to grow in the Lord. So sometimes it's beautiful, sometimes every day is beautiful, but sometimes we think, boy, this is really hard. This is really weighing heavily. And maybe we even complain sometimes that God is bringing so much trials and so many hurts, and this person hurt me and that person hurt me, and I'm so bogged down today. But may you lift up your eyes, lift up your heart to heaven, and hear what the Word of God says. The Word of God wants us to, God wants us to be faithful. God wants us to be praising Him and to bring glory to Him. And you know, many times when we just look at Psalms and find out and see how the psalmist there, many times, you know, he was running from King Saul, and he could have been down in the dumps many times, but especially there in Ziklag, it talks about where they came back from the battle, and they came to Ziklag, they came home, they lived in Ziklag, that was their city, and the city was burned, and everything was gone, their wives and their families were gone, and they could have despaired, but it says that, and even David's very own men came against him and were about ready to stone him, but it says David encouraged himself in the Lord. So let us consider that this morning, and let us encourage ourselves in the Lord and go on, no matter how many trials and temptations come against us, because we know that that's what it takes. If we wouldn't have the rain and we wouldn't have the storms, you know, of life, you know, what would we have to make us strong? Excuse me. Yes, we have to have those storms of life to strengthen us. I think of a of a corn stalk, you know, when it gets dry, and that corn stalk, those props that a corn stalk has at the bottom, you know, those things go down deep, seeking for moisture. And when it rains a lot and it's wet, those things do not get rooted as deep as they should. And then when the storms come, they blow over easily. But, you know, when those things go down deep and they put their roots down and a storm comes, it doesn't blow over as easily. And that's exactly the way it is in life. And so, you know, we want to continue this morning to look into the new man. And let's just consider here in Ephesians 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us. Excuse me. and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Christ has loved us. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his Son." He so loved the world that he gave his Son. How beautiful that is, that God loved us so much. Do you realize how much God loves us? It says that God loved us so much that he gave his Son, that we, through him, might have eternal life. I didn't quote that word for word, I know, but that's what it's talking about. An offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. Now, all these uncleanness and covetousness, that should never once be named amongst the people of God. Think about it. How much do you hear of these things? Fornication, uncleanness, covetousness. Did you ever hear of someone being excommunicated for covetousness? Well, it's right here, along with fornication and uncleanness. And it says, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking. Oh my, I remember back in the, after the wedding, in the evening, or even on a Sunday evening after singing outside, foolish talking. Oh, so much foolish talking goes on. But the Bible says that it should not be named amongst us. Nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting. But rather, what should be in its place? It says rather giving us thanks. We should be praising God. We should be glorifying our Heavenly Father. We should be lifting up. We shouldn't be just making each other laugh. We should be lifting up the Word of God. We should be lifting up a high standard. But rather giving us thanks for this. You know that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Wow. Did you hear that? For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. That is quite a statement, as the Bible is in many places. It talks very plain, and it's very plain here that it's no fornicator, an unclean person. Even it talks about a covetous man; he will have no part. Excuse me. No part in the kingdom of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Okay, so, you're in a place where there is foolishness, and there's jesting, and there's joking going on. And what should you do about it? It says here in verse 7, therefore do not be partakers with them. We should not just go along with it and laugh at their jokes, and we should just not be partakers with them. We should be willing to stand alone for what we believe is right. And we should even be willing to bring the Word of God in and say, you know what? The Word of God says that such a person will not have inheritance in the kingdom of God. Let's read on. It says in verse 8 here of Ephesians chapter 5, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness." Are you having fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness? But it says, rather expose them. In other words, when we are in such a place where this joking and jesting and all manner of evil is coming forth, and it says, have no fellowship with that. Yeah, it's unfruitful works of darkness. It says, bring forth fruit unto godliness. So we should rather expose them, it says. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. You know, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit will give you grace if you decide in your heart that you're going to live for God no matter what. You're going to walk in newness of life as you have been chosen, as you have given your heart and life to the Lord Jesus, and you're determined deep down in your heart that you will walk according to what the Bible says, then God will give you grace. And you come into situations like this, like we just read about the joking and the evil things that are going on in many places, in many gatherings, much foolishness going on. And the Bible, like we just read here, it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. You know, if you determine in your heart that you will not tolerate such things, but you will expose it, God will give you grace. God will give you grace to expose it. God will give you grace to stand up against your friends and say, this is not right. This is not right. Yes, you will be mocked. Yes, you will be challenged. But God gives grace. God gives grace. So I encourage you to walk in the Spirit and allow God to use you in those ways. And I see our time is up again, and so I would like to just challenge you again, you know, think about these things and purpose in your heart that you will not defile yourself, even as Daniel and his three friends there. They purposed in their heart that they will not defile themselves with the king's meat. They will not defile themselves with, even when they were supposed to bow down before the statue, they were not going to defile themselves. And so, you know, we need a firm purpose even today. Just as much as those people need a firm purpose back then, we need a firm purpose to stand true by the Word of God, to be faithful. Well, let's be faithful. Men and brethren, let's be faithful. Let's trust God. God is faithful, and He will give us grace to overcome. My phone number, again, is 717-656-9576. God bless you as you meditate upon these words. God bless you as you go through the day. In the name of Jesus.